How's it going? Everything's quiet?
No, you're fine. No emergency. I'm early, actually.
Just to talk. Night watch can be pretty depressing alone, right?
Everything's quiet, though.
Where?
I can't see that far yet. I don't have my night eyes.
Let me borrow your binoculars.
By the fence?
In our outer fence.
Oh, never mind, I see them. Kinda milling around.
I count 10.
Wait, 11?
There were more.
That's odd.
I've never seen Zed wander out of a group. They always get attracted to the noise and gather together.
Huh.
Well, the eggheads say they're starting to starve. They need calories to function too, and they don't seem to eat each other. Maybe their behaviour is changing because of that.
But if that group hasn't moved all night, and you haven't seen any others...
Sounds like you've been pretty bored, huh?
Look, I came here early to talk to you.
Actually, Dan was supposed to relieve you. I swapped shifts with him. He's taken my patrol in the morning.
He was happy for the extra sleep.
I wanted to talk personal stuff between you and me. Is that okay?
So, I transferred here over 3 months ago.
Yeah, I know, right? It feels more like 3 years.
At the time, you were hooking up with that girl, Kate.
Kat. Right, sorry. I don't think I ever spoke to her. I was only here a week when we lost her. When the civilian evac went south. Everyone around here was pretty sad about it. But you were devastated. I remember that pretty well. I knew you needed a friend. Someone you could talk to that wouldn't pressure you into anything. I made it my job to distract you when you needed it and listen when you needed an ear. I still want to be that friend to you. I don't want to pressure you. But I want more. So, I came out here to ask you a really tough question. Do you think you're ready to get back in the game?
You know what I mean. You've been celibate for way too long.
You don't have to answer right now. Just think on it, okay? I wanted to put the offer out there.
Yes, it's an offer from me to you.
In case you hadn't noticed, I'm female. And I think I've made it clear in past conversations that I'm mostly hetero. And frankly, you're the only guy I'm interested in right now.
Yeah, I've been celibate too. Everyone thinks I slept with that guy, Rick.
Yeah, wreck the deck. He was laying it on pretty thick one night after everyone went to sleep. I almost gave in to him, but then he started begging me to show him my tits. Big turn off. I turned him down, but I woke up Valerie and sent her to his bunk. They were both pretty happy with the compromise. But no studs.
I've been waiting for you. Actually, I was thinking right here, right now. We both have time. Things are quiet. We're alone up on this roof. So why the hell not? Yes, I'm dead serious. I can see pretty well now. And if we do it right, we can both keep watch at the same time. I think that's a yes. Here. It's a condom. You remember how to use it, right? Hang on. I'm going to get closer to the edge. Okay, I'll stay up on my elbows so I can see. Reach under me and unbuckle my belt, okay? Yeah, just pull everything down to my knees. Here you go, Stan. My muscular, smooth ass beard for you. Should I wiggle it for you too? Go ahead. I'm all wet and ready. Just go slow and stay quiet, okay?
Yes. Oh, yes. I've been waiting for this. Get down lower. Bring your head closer so we can still talk. Oh. Don't forget to keep your eyes open. I'm watching that group right now. They're barely moving. Just keep fucking me. Nice and slow. God, it feels so good to have you inside me. This is definitely the best way to pass the time on watch. Oh God, just like that. You have no idea how much I've wanted this. Fuck. Fuck. God, you feel so good inside me. Keep going. Don't stop. I'm so close. I'm just gonna reach down and rub my clit. Fuck. Oh, I'm so close for you. You're close. Oh no. Don't stop. I want you to come for me. God, yes. Oh.
can't come right now. Up's too loud. But you can help me tomorrow night. Tonight is just for you. Shh, quiet now, quiet. That's it, keep going. Keep going, come for me. Good job staying quiet. Are your eyes still open, Stud? Yeah, I didn't think so. It's okay. I've been watching. Look over to your right, along the inner fence. I think that's Paul. He knows what we're doing. He's waving at us, cheeky bastard. Pull out and keep watch while I get my uniform back in order, okay? That was amazing. I can't wait for tomorrow night. Okay, I'm taking over watch at this position private. Consider yourself relieved. In more ways than one.